a viral disease killing doves in Rock Springs, and helicopter fish stocking in the Du Bois Lander areas. That's next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. Last month, the Wyoming Game and Fish Green River Regional Office received reports of large numbers of Eurasian collared doves dying in a Rock Springs neighborhood. Game and Fish personnel sampled two diseased birds. The samples sent to the Wyoming State Veterinary Laboratory to identify possible causes of death. Both doves tested positive for avian paramyxovirus. Tests for avian influenza and a more virulent strain of paramyxovirus known as Newcastle's disease were negative. Avian paramyxovirus is a viral disease that can spread rapidly in areas where birds congregate, causing large die-offs in pigeon and dove populations. Birds infected with the disease may exhibit neurological symptoms, diarrhea, weakness, respiratory distress, or die acutely. Liz Wheeler, wildlife disease biologist at the Game and Fish's Wildlife Health Lab, says effective disease management strategies involve disinfecting bird feeders and bird baths with a 10% bleach solution when visibly affected birds are present, and completely removing feeders and baths for at least a month to disperse the infected individuals. These precautions are essential for reducing the risk of transmission. The Game and Fish, in cooperation with the U.S. Forest Service, will soon be fish stocking in front country and backcountry lakes outside Du Bois and Lander with a helicopter. The initiative will include lakes in the Shoshone National Forest. Over the summer, 16 lakes will be stocked with more than 40,000 fingerling-sized fish, 1.5 to 3 inches long. Now, the fish won't grow to a catchable size for at least 2 years. The species to be stocked include kokanee salmon, splake, golden trout, rainbow trout, and Yellowstone cutthroat. A small percentage of high-elevation lakes throughout the state are stocked on a rotational basis every 2 to 4 years. However, most remote waters support naturally reproducing fish populations and don't require stocking. Many waters this year are accessible by vehicle and will be stocked by Game and Fish hatchery staff with stocking trucks. 3 backcountry lakes near Togony were stocked by helicopter at the end of July. Joe Deramidi, Lander Region Fish Supervisor, says it's a very efficient way for us to stock multiple remote lakes at one time and in one flight. He says our goal is to provide high-quality fish that will thrive and offer excellent fishing opportunities for everyone. This has been Wyoming Outdoorsman. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.